Today, FBI officials promised a Senate panel that they're trying to fix security problems that have plagued the agency for decades. FBI agent Robert Hansen took advantage of lax personal background checks and easy access to classified information to spy for Moscow from 1979 until last year. NPR's Emily Harris reports that at today's hearing, senators were briefed on a recently released report that details flaws in FBI security and data management.
Former FBI and CIA head William Webster led the commission of experts that reported on the FBI's security problems. Today, Webster offered the Senate a mea culpa.
I am painfully aware that some of Robert Hansen's activities took place intermittently when I was director of the FBI. And while I worked hard to strengthen its counterintelligence capabilities to detect and capture the spies of hostile countries targeted against us, in hindsight, I took our own internal security procedures for granted.
So did many others in the FBI, according to Webster's report. But senators were forgiving of Webster's lapses. They praised him for a study of the FBI that showed just how riddled with security and information management problems the agency has been. And they pushed FBI officials to solve the problems soon. Senators backed Webster's recommendation that all intelligence agencies work together to close security breaches. They told the FBI to put together a good estimate of how much tightening security will cost, including upgrading the agency's computer system, which has no internet access or outside email, let alone good controls on internal files. The Bureau has already started making some changes, but Assistant Director for Security Kenneth Sensor said he can't promise that any spies in the FBI would be discovered now.
I think we're still at substantial risk relative to what we have to do. I would say certainly that with a lot of the things we've done, such as the expansion of the polygraph program, that there's a greater possibility that if there were somebody operating inside the FBI today, that there's a better chance of detecting them than there was a year ago. But certainly I can't say with certainty that that person would be detected.
Since Hansen was caught, 700 FBI employees have taken lie detector tests. Just a few have shown any irregularities. But Webster told the committee there are enough problems with polygraphs, he'd recommend more research to improve reliability. And senators appeared skeptical of the agency's dedication to change. Committee Chair Patrick Leahy criticized the FBI for security lapses since September 11th. He said the Webster report found that sensitive material from secret FBI investigations was too widely available.
This not only presents a security risk, which has to be corrected, quote, as soon as possible, but it's a kind of breach that could create some real constitutional problems. We want to be able to prosecute those who are involved in terrorism or playing terrorism against us. And when you get such a prosecution, you want to stick. And I'm afraid that some of these mistakes could allow loopholes to be created where we couldn't do that.
FBI officials assured Leahy they understood the importance of protecting such information, but they admitted it will be difficult to change the agency's culture. For example, FBI employees are supposed to file financial disclosure forms. Changes in spending habits can help reveal a spy. Security Director Sensor said agents don't like to share that information, in part because they don't trust the FBI to safeguard it. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.